Did you receive an Amazon Echo or Google Home for Christmas? Well, you can easily use these devices as your Lutheran listening loudspeaker. On Amazon Echo, say, Alexa, play Lutheran Talk Radio, or Alexa, play Lutheran Public Radio. On Google Home, say, Hey Google, play Lutheran Talk Radio, or Hey Google, play Lutheran Public Radio. Listen to Lutheran Talk or Lutheran Music 24/7 with Amazon Echo or Google Home. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's our weekly feature this week in Pop American Christianity. And, well, you could have predicted it, but you didn't have to be a prophet to do so. Pop American Christianity is full of all kinds of predictions, and if you are a vision-casting leader of a congregation, well, it's now your obligation to have something to say of a prophetic nature, no matter how vague, about the life of your people in the year to come. You're hearing from God, so you should be able to tell your people within days of the new year turning what the new year will hold for them, shouldn't you? Pastor Chris Roseborough joins us for This Week in Pop American Christianity. He's pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of a daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
At the new year, lay people do New Year's resolutions. They resolve to do something or a few things for the coming year. And vision casting leaders, they make predictions for the coming year, which usually prove to be more accurate.
Well, I would say that statistically speaking, this is a very small percentage of people who actually follow through on their New Year's resolution. But that small percentage is far better than the prophecies that we're hearing from all sorts of people nowadays, vision casting leaders, YouTube prophets and prophetesses, and lay people who are supposedly being trained in how to operate in the prophetic. The world now is abounding with all kinds of people running around the evangelical landscape claiming to be receiving direct revelations from God. And the statistical percentage of actually following through on a New Year's resolution is greater than them actually hearing from God and predicting something accurately.
But isn't the vision casting leader worth the title? Isn't he obligated to make some kind of a prediction for his people?
Absolutely. Yes, the vision casting leader is. And the reason for it is quite simple, because his office, if you can even call it that, in his own congregation is predicated on the idea that he has received a unique and specific vision from God for that congregation, and that he's still receiving direct revelation from God that will help the church to thrive into the future.
So it's kind of his job year-round, mm-hmm. not just at the beginning of the year.
That's correct. And so everything is predicated on this idea that he has a unique relationship with God where he's getting direct revelation for the broader community of people who gather in that particular church.
So you have brought some samples or some examples of 2018 prophetic words. What are we going to be hearing first here, Chris?
All right, so first up is a fellow by the name of Mel Bond, and he is a vision casting leader. He has a little bit more of a country and western feel to him if you've ever seen him. And this is him giving his prophetic word for 2018 to his congregation.
The Spirit of God has spoken to me about 2018. He's given me clear instructions for 2018, and I want to share it with you. And thus saith the Spirit of God, all the dreams and hopes of ages is now come to pass, saith the Spirit of God. That which people, prophets of old, priests of old, have fasted and prayed for, it's now before you in 2018. Thus saith the Spirit of God, 2018 will usher in the grand finale of God. It will usher in the greatest dispensation that has ever entered into this world. This is the greatest dispensation that any human generation has ever experienced. This is the last dispensation, saith the Spirit of God. This is the dispensation of demonstration. There'll be a demonstration of my power and of my glory like this world has never seen, and it will begin in 2018, saith the Spirit of God. And this is what the Spirit of God is saying, that you'll hear my voice clear. My people will hear my voice clearer than they've ever heard it before. Thus saith the Spirit of God. Hidden secrets that have been hidden from the foundation of the world will be exposed, and my people will enjoy it. I'm talking about hidden secrets of great wealth that no other generation has ever experienced. There'll be gold and silver and precious stones and great wealth that will be revealed in hidden places to my people that call on my name, that know me, saith the Spirit of God.
He started by saying that he had some very clear instructions from the Spirit of God about 2018. It seemed about as vague as most of the predictions, except for the gold and silver and precious stone stuff. I mean, I suppose we might be finding some of that in the backyard. I don't know what he means by that, but
yeah, I want to know when I can go and cash something at the bank. You know, I have bills to pay and mortgage and stuff like that. So, you know, you've identified the vagaries there. And if you were to kind of map out the sentences, you'll know kind of a strange use of words. When I was at Concordia Irvine studying under Dr. Rosenblatt, he would talk about how people manipulate others using sentences that don't mean anything. And the sample sentence that he gave us was "Blue sleeps faster than Tuesday." And if you were to kind of just chart that out, you know, put it on a sentence diagram, and it's a completely solid sentence. It's got the right, it's got a noun, it's got a verb. I mean, the sub parts of it work properly, but it doesn't mean anything because the words are being used in such a way that there is no way to convey meaning in that sentence. And that's a lot of what we're getting from these so-called prophets nowadays. These ideas that, you know, these sentences where if you were to put the words and diagram them, you'd realize it's a blue sleeps faster than Tuesday sentence, and these prophecies have no legitimate meaning at all.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. We have some more examples of 2018 prophetic words on This Week in Pop American Christianity on this Friday afternoon, January the 5th. Pastor Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. More samples on the other side of the break. Then we're going to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. We've got the four top vote getters from Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll be playing them for you in about a half hour, and your vote will decide which of those will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year.
Talk radio for recovering evangelicals. You're listening to Issues Etc.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're talking about the 2018 prophetic words from the various prophets of evangelicalism. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. You know, these prophets claim to hear from God. You actually can hear from God. Here are the opening words from the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January called Thank, Pray, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety by Pastor Will Wheaton. He says, piety begins with the Word. It begins with God speaking. That should hardly surprise us, for the Scriptures reveal that is exactly how everything began. God spoke, and what He spoke came to be. We learn from the very beginning, then, that what makes His speaking qualitatively different from ours is His speaking creates and bestows what it says. And that's a chapter called The First Godly Habit, Listening to the Word of God. It begins with the word true piety, the first insight in a tremendous book on recovering the joy of piety from Pastor Will Wheaton, a regular guest here on the program. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. Thank, praise, serve, and obey. You can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey. 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. What's the next example you have for us here, Chris, of the 2018 prophetic words?
Okay, we're going to be hearing next from a gal by the name of Kay Nash. She is an up-and-comer in the charismatic and prophetic movements. She has her own radio program in the Orlando area on terrestrial radio, and she has a YouTube channel that is growing in popularity. And it's important to note something. Kay Nash is an example of the type of teaching that is very frequent in charismatic churches, where she was actually instructed in how to activate her prophetic gift. And and what they teach people in these classes is that God is out there broadcasting on some kind of a spiritual wavelength that you have to tune into like a radio, and that what they do, they tell you that you're correctly tuning into that radio station by feeling impressions that are pushed onto your heart and things like that. So God is speaking in such a way that He's going to make you feel something or impress something in your mind. And she's been, let's just say, well taught in this false understanding of how God speaks to us. But I want you to pay attention to the application, at least to one of the words that she's claiming for this year.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Living Well. I'm Kay Nash. Happy New Year! All right, let's jump into the word. The first thing I'm hearing is this. Worship is the key to your destiny. The more you look like me, the more you become me. This is a season of worship, and this is a season of flourishing. Another thing I felt when I was praying was this. Flourishing in new ways. This is a new season. Do not look back and turn into a pillar of salt like Lot's wife. That's why I'm wearing green, because of flourishing. So yeah, this is going to be a flourishing season, but you got to not turn back in the past, because you may turn into a pillar of salt. The next thing I was feeling is that a spirit of anger would be exposed across the nation. I felt like a lot of leaders are just walking in a spirit of anger, and for a long time that's been okay, but I feel like that spirit is going to be exposed and delivered, and some mantles are going to remove because of intense anger and rage. Now, everyone gets upset from time to time, but ministry leaders walking in rage, I feel like that things are going to shift for them until they come into repentance. So if you are struggling with rage, pray and repent of that. If you know someone struggling with rage, pray for them so that they can be released from that and continue on in their ministry and even in business as well. The Lord's people are being judged for rage in this month, so try not to walk in rage this month. It's not going to be good if you do.
So what's Kay Nash saying there, Chris?
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just so ridiculous. As a former evangelical, one of the things that, you know, I was drilled into my head as an evangelical, it's all about the application. So when you hear a sermon or a message or you read a Bible passage, the question that immediately comes up is, how do I apply this to my life? And so the first part of her prophecy for January 2018 is that God doesn't want us to look back. And did you note that there was an overt threat from God that if we look back, God might turn us into pillars of salt. I mean, literally what Kay Nash was doing was saying is you, if you don't apply this properly, God's going to kill you and make it so that you taste good on pretzels. And it's just, it's absurd on its face. And yet there are thousands and thousands of people tuning in to get her latest prophetic words. And it's, of course, the question that I have is, how do I apply this? What does it mean to, for me to look back and things like that? And then she gave us a redundant word, and that had to do with rage in Christian leaders. Well, what's very fascinating about that is that Scripture is quite clear that, you know, that rage is one of the sins of the flesh, and we have clear biblical texts that speak against it and actually rightly order it as a breaking of the commandments, of the Ten Commandments, especially the one thou shalt not murder. And so, you know, so the first one is absurd and I can't figure out how to apply it. The second one is redundant. I already have biblical texts that say this, so I don't need Kay Nash to be telling me this is some kind of thing from God, because she's making it sound like, well, God up until right now has been kind of letting this rage thing, you know, slip. You know, maybe he hasn't done anything, but now, right now, he's like a mom who's basically shouting up to her misbehaving kids on the second floor, I've had enough and I'm going to come upstairs and I'm going to punish you now. And the picture of God that is created by these bizarre prophecies is so out of tune with Scripture. And you're going to note that you don't know how to apply it, and you clearly don't even need her to tell you this, because already we have biblical texts to talk this way.
So really, it is a good little lesson on how a reasonable-minded Christian ought to regard this stuff. If it says something that God's Word already clearly says, she doesn't need to be saying it's a new word. She's wrong to present it as a new word from God, or as some sort of special revelation to her. And if it contradicts what God's Word clearly says, again, she has no authority to add to God's Word.
None whatsoever, which, you know, kind of begs the question, you know, do we even need prophets like this today? You know, the book of Hebrews opens up with a text that says that in the times past, God spoke in many ways through the prophets, but now he's spoken to us through his Son. And so what ends up happening is just these people, in the name of the charismatic movement, and in defense of the ongoing gift of prophecy, you know, they put these people forward as living examples of living prophets, but over and again, they're either adding to Scripture or contradicting Scripture. And then when they are very careful about what they say, they're so vague that there's like no way on earth to properly apply or even define what it is that they're actually saying. And so, you know, I would say Scripture itself is very clear in 2 Timothy chapter 3 that all Scripture, and the word there in Greek is graphes, which means the written Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for teaching, correcting, rebuking, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete and equipped for, and it literally says this, every good work. There is no good work that God would have you do that you, as Ephesians 10 says, that God has prepared in advance for you to do. There's no good work that God would have you do as a Christian that the Word of God, the written Word of God, will be insufficient for preparing you for. And so, you know, I challenge these people who claim that we need prophets like this, because over and again, I can point out the fact that my life has gone just fine without anybody like Kay Nash or Russ Walden or any of these so-called prophets, because their prophecies are so meaningless, they have no ability to add to my life at all.
What's next for us here, Chris?
Okay, we're going to hear again from Kay Nash, and I want you to pay attention. She's going to say something that is overtly contrary to clear passages of Scripture.
Another thing I felt like the Lord say for the month of January, he said, don't worry about the cross, I'm reigning now. You know, I think a lot of times we worry about, oh my gosh, you know, the cross and Jesus died and we just think of his sacrifice and all of that is good. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But if we focus on that too much, we forget that Jesus is living and Jesus is reigning now. You know, it's like that is the beginning of our salvation. And yes, there's points where we have to turn to the cross and there's points we have to repent of things. And there's points we have to thank God for his grace and freedom and forgiveness. And all of that is good. But you can't forget that Jesus is alive now and reigning now. He is on the throne now, right now. He's not this man that's stuck on a cross, not able to do anything. He's reigning as king of the world, the universe, your life. God is in control, and we need to remember that in our prayers. You know, we're not praying to the Jesus that's on the cross. He's not there anymore. We're praying to the Jesus that's reigning in heaven. And you got to switch your perspectives, because this Jesus, it's just the way you see Jesus. Do you see him as this powerless man that's hanging on a cross? Or do you see him as this king that's powerful and reigning and can answer your prayers like that? It's a perspective shift. I pray that your filter is lifted in the way you see Jesus. May you see him as reigning in your life and others' lives. And when you get the breakthrough, may you pass it out. Because this year we need to know how much Jesus is reigning currently. He is the king of this world. We have to remember, this is not the devil's world. He took the keys from the devil. Jesus is reigning now. He is the king of this world. This is his world. It always was. It always was God's world. Jesus, whew, I feel the fire, Lord. Whew. Yeah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We worship you, God.
What does Kay Nash think Jesus was doing on the cross?
I'm not exactly sure. Her theology is quite alarming, to be honest with you. I would challenge her using a couple of passages of Scripture, and the first would be 1 Corinthians 2. And here's what the Apostle Paul wrote, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says, "When I came to you, brothers, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or with wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except for Jesus Christ and him crucified." And then I would also point out the fact on Easter Sunday, the very first one, the day that Christ rose from the dead, that the angels referred to Jesus as the crucified. And so this idea that, you know, she kind of poo-poos the cross and talks about it in terms like, well, you might have to interact with it from time to time, but it's pretty much in your past, is not what Scripture teaches us. I mean, Christ is forever our crucified Savior. And Paul himself says, "I chose to know nothing among you except for Christ and him crucified." She clearly does not understand the centrality of the cross. She does not understand the centrality of Christ's vicarious substitutionary atonement, and how Christ's cross is the very thing that freed us from sin, death, and the devil, redeemed us, and then also it informs us. You read the epistles, it informs us regarding our own sanctification. Over and again, it is held up as an example to be followed in our sufferings and in our sanctification. And so this is a woman who clearly is parading her ignorance of what Scripture says, all in the name of getting these so-called prophetic words out, you know, to help the body of Christ flourish in this particular season and things like that. But the things that she's saying are directly opposed by what Scripture explicitly says, which is proof positive, 100%, that she is not hearing from God the Holy Spirit, which leaves really just a couple of options. She's either mentally ill and she's hearing strange voices in her head because she needs to be checked into a facility, or she's making things up in her imagination, or she's hearing from the demonic. But we can say with certainty she's not hearing from God the Holy Spirit.
Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. He'll be with us for a few minutes on the other side of the break. It's This Week in Pop American Christianity Today. We're hearing some 2018 prophetic words. We'll have one more example for you right after this.
It's tough to be Lutheran in America these days. Our families, our schools and churches, even our most deeply held beliefs and values are under fire. We need unchanging truth in a world full of confusion. The Lutheran Witness magazine can help. For less than a quarter a day, get the best of Lutheran reflection on faith and life, theology and culture, delivered monthly right to your mailbox. Learn more at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
Our school is committed to authentic Lutheranism, the entire Book of Concord, and indeed to authentic Lutheranism as it has continued to be confessed and practiced through the centuries right up into our own time.
Dr. Cameron McKenzie, chairman of the Department of Historical Theology at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
We're committed then to biblical, confessional Christianity and Lutheranism and applying it to the world of today in as effective a way as we can.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu, ctsfw.edu, or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
If you want to know what it means to be a man, if you want a perfect picture of masculinity, get yourself a crucifix and put it on your wall, because the cross is the most masculine thing that has ever happened.
My dad had told him, you know, I had been praying every time I went to the Lord's Supper, I've been praying for you for almost 40 years to go back to church. Prayers answered miraculously.
It's Jesus and Jesus alone that saves us from sin, that saves us from death, and that saves us from hell.
When the dark gets darker, the light's going to get lighter. And as evil as this world is, Christ is going to shine brighter in us the more that we hold on to his word.
We're going to be playing those four sound bites, the top vote getters and Issues, Etc. sound bite of the week from 2017. For you here in just a few minutes on Issues, Etc. We're going to be playing Issues, Etc. sound bite of the year. Those top vote getters will be the candidates, and your vote will decide on this Friday afternoon, January the 5th, which one of them will be Issues, Etc. soundbite of the year. In the meantime, it's This Week in Pop American Christianity. We're talking about the 2018 prophetic words from various self-proclaimed prophets. Pastor Chris Roseborough is our guest. What's the last example you brought for us, Chris?
All right. This is from Russ Walden, and he is an extremely popular Elijah List prophet, and he has a very well-subscribed-to YouTube channel. Now, before we get to a soundbite, I just want to put you on the spot and ask you a quick question. I know you're going to pass in flying colors, Todd. If I were to tell you on a timeline, show me when God redeemed us, where would you point on the timeline of human history for when God redeemed us?
Well, I would point to those hours where Jesus, our Savior, spent his life on the cross in his suffering and his death. And when he says it is finished and breathes his last, we are redeemed.
I'm with you 100%. Keep that in the front of your mind as you listen to this prophetic word for 2018.
This is Russ and Kitty Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. This is the breakthrough word for January 2018. The Father says today that this is the hour that I establish myself as your righteousness, your sanctification, and your redemption. I am redeeming you this day from the chains of hopelessness and bringing you out with fresh strong and restored vigor and vitality that you have not known for years. Look into the mirror, beloved. Look into the mirror of my word this day, says the Father. Know that I am making all things new. See not the sufferings of the past, but the new creation that I have made you to be, filled with strength, filled with power, and ascending to radical dimensions of my favor beyond what you've experienced in times past. The Father says over your life, you haven't seen anything yet. You have a testimony, and you've seen great things worked by my hand. But here is where all the parameters of past triumphs are exceeded by the greater glory of my truth and my life and my power breaking out upon you this day. So be prepared to reassess just what life and life more abundantly looks like in your sojourn, says the Father. On this side of eternity, you may have dreamed, but you never dreamed this good. You may have cast in your mind just how great I am and just how powerful I am and what the implications could be for you in this life. But I'm about to exceed all possible expectations that you've ever conceived, says God. So let your life this day, let your life be poured out like a drink offering to me. If there was ever a day to be a vessel emptied out into service to the kingdom, beloved, it's this day. It's now.
Now, Chris, I was listening pretty carefully. Was he saying that I have not yet enjoyed the full favor of God, that God has kind of been holding back on me, that I wasn't entirely under God's favor in Jesus Christ?
Yeah, that's exactly what he was saying. But now, you see, this is the hour when that's apparently going to be rectified. And you notice the redemption is happening now, and it's those clear statements that are contradicted by written scripture that prove that he's not hearing from God. But you're going to note, this is what I would call a prophetic onesie. If you've ever seen the movie A Christmas Story, and Ralphie, you know, he gets that terrible bunny suit as a Christmas gift. That's a onesie because it covers his feet and goes all the way up to his head, right? And so these are one-size-fits-all prophecies. And listen, he has tens of thousands of people tuning into his YouTube channel every single week to hear his latest prophetic words. And this word that he spoke, prophetic onesie, it's basically telling everybody who's listening to him, right now it's blue skies and nothing but blue skies will you see. It's going to be favor, 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 because this is the hour of all of that finally happening. Is that statistically speaking, of the tens of thousands of people listening to this fellow, somebody this year, probably even this month, is going to hear this prophecy, and they're going to be dead by this time next year. There's people who are going to hear this prophecy, and they're going to be diagnosed with chronic terminal cancer or some kind of a disease that is going to be debilitating. Some of the people are going to be in auto accidents. This is just the law of statistics. And so what he's basically promising all of these people who are listening to him, it's going to be nothing but amazing stuff, but that's also patently false. And so one of the things I tell people to listen for is these prophetic onesies that promise you basically the moon and everybody listening, the moon. And you'll notice that there's no distinction. It's everybody who hears it is going to have this, but that's not how life works at all. These people are literally manipulating, and they are breaking the commandment that says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. This is a clear example of blasphemy. That's what all of these prophecies are. It's straight up blasphemy forbidden by the commandments.
So finally, Chris, we've heard from the first prophet who said that all the hopes of the ages are going to come to pass in 2018, a really big year, God's final dispensation, he said. K. Nash told us first not to look back and then not to look at the cross. And then finally we heard that God is finally at long last, after all these ages, going to start showing us his favor. How would you summarize kind of the false prophecy laid before us for 2018?
I would say that these false prophecies are giving false hope. But not only that, they're giving like hope that falls way short. Because in Christ, everybody who is brought to penance and faith in Christ, they already have God's favor. They have been reconciled to the Father. They have gone from being slaves to being adopted children of God. And they, although in this life we have suffering that we are to go through, we are assured in Scripture that the suffering that we go through is precious in the eyes of God, and that our hope is set beyond this current creation to the new creation that will be revealed at the return of Christ when He returns in glory to judge the living and the dead. And so what these people are doing are filling people with vain hopes that take their eyes off of Christ and the real promises that we have in Christ, and those promises that we have are so much greater than what these people are promising. They're so much greater that they help us endure even the sufferings and diseases and sicknesses and setbacks and problems that we have in this life in the veil of tears, which will eventually give way to eternal life in the new earth, where there will be none of that, and God Himself will wipe away every tear from our eye. So the sad part is that people are exchanging the true promises of God for these tin penny counterfeit words that really offer no hope. They're just empty words that have no meaning at all.
Will you be debunking any more prophetic onesies on Fighting for the Faith tonight?
Tonight we have a light episode. We're going to be listening to a good sermon because I'm actually talking to you from a hotel room in Dickinson, North Dakota. I'm speaking at a conference tonight. So we've put up a best of for today.
Folks, you can listen to Chris Roseborough and Fighting for the Faith in about a half hour after the live broadcast of Issues, Etc. at piratechristian.com, piratechristian.com. Pastor Chris Roseborough is pastor of Consfinger Lutheran Church in Oslo, Minnesota, and host of the daily internet talk show called Fighting for the Faith. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
When we come back, it's time to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Year. It's just like Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week, except we hold it at the end of the year, and its candidates aren't new soundbites from this week's Issues, Etc. audio. They are the top vote getters from all of 2017. So we've got four soundbites to play for you, one on biblical masculinity, just one of those that we're going to be asking you to consider. We'll be talking a little bit about the return of a brother to the faith and another of the soundbites, about the place of church architecture and art in the world, and more when you listen to the four soundbites that we've brought forth from 2017 as the candidates for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Year. You give us a call with your vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Year, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can vote by sending us your email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'd like to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. The reason is very, very important. Why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address @issuesetc. And you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Thank you for helping us make budget and for more than 4.5 million downloads of Issues, Etc. in 2017. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio Incorporated has been independent and in the black for almost 10 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, and thanks for your financial support of Issues, Etc., live and on demand, and for our 24/7 talk and music stations.
We don't know anything about this formerly blind and mute man.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
What we do know is what Jesus did for him, and what Jesus did for that man, He is doing now for you.
Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? and about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Athanasius, Bishop of Alexandria in the 4th century, was known for boldly confessing Jesus Christ as both true God and true man. This is what we do at St. Athanasius Lutheran Church in Vienna, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C., continuing this historic confession of our Savior, who died for us and now comes to us in word and sacrament. If you live in the D.C. area or just visiting, come join us. For more information, find us on the web, St. Athanasius Lutheran Church.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Do you need a home mortgage, car, or student loan in 2018? Check out Lutheran Federal Credit Union. During January, when you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or when you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to their Ministry of the Month, Grace Place Lutheran Retreats. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran FCU, good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
We would like to overlook the difficulty of daily repentance and death to our sins in the interest of progressing to a more advanced spirituality.
Rebecca Curtis from her new audiobook, Ladylike, Living Biblically.
Somehow, spiritual advancement always amounts to our getting to spend more time on the things we like and calling it stewardship or service.
You can purchase and download an audio version of Ladylike, Living Biblically at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. Ladylike, Living Biblically by Rebecca Curtis and Rose Adel.